How do I experience a master consciousness? How do I live in my body, whether I am just born or whether I'm 100 or more years old? How do I live as a master consciousness? The illumination of how I live as a master consciousness is something that is very important and very vital for me to know. For as I make my choices in life of what things I'm going to think about, as I make my choices in life about what truly is important to me, these choices are going to be the menu. They're going to be how the recipe for living my life in a most wonderful way. What is the recipe for being a master consciousness? Well, the recipe for being a master consciousness is to think beautiful thoughts. A master consciousness lives in a world in which he has unconditional love for that world. But first he has unconditional love for himself. And with this unconditional love for himself, he loves himself totally. Everything he does, he is so excited about every single thing that takes place in his life that he never gets enough of that wonderful stuff. He looks at the stars, the moon, the sun. He looks at the plants, the trees. He looks at the people. He looks at the dogs and cats. He looks at the animals. He looks at the plants. He looks at everything and says, wow, this is so great. This is wonderful. You say, oh, come on. Who can be like that? People who choose to be like that. People who choose to be a poet about the beauty of life. They look at all of life and they have a smile in their heart and their mind and their eyes, and everything they see is exciting and beautiful and wonderful. That's a master consciousness. People who look at other people and find in other people themselves. Other people are their reflection, their mirrors. And as they look at the other people, they say, hey, you're a great person. You're a wonderful person. Now, is that person that you call great going to look at you and call you not great, not on your tintype? He's going to look at you and he's going to see in you what you see in him and what he sees in the world and you see in the world. You're going to be the master consciousness because you are creating the world exactly in your image. And you are responsible for that image of being a master consciousness. You are taking the opportunity to claim that master consciousness is wonderful, beautiful, fantastic, glorious. That master consciousness is unconditional love. We speak about unconditional love often, thinking that it's something, it would be nice if there was more of it in the world. Well, there is more of it in the world. Every time I look through my consciousness, my unconditional love consciousness, my master consciousness, I see it everywhere. Every time I look at through a happy mind with a happy thought, every time I look at the world with a happy thought in my mind, I see a happy world. Every time I look at me being successful, the thought of me being successful, I see other people being successful, and I see me being even more successful because I see others as my reflection of success. So what things I look at successful people. Oh, you just got done saying that you created those successful people, and those successful people were from your thought. They were a reflection of yours. That's right. That's right. And in my thought is every thought that could ever be. And if I want, I can have thoughts that are not beneficial and thoughts that are beneficial. That's my choice. And if I look for thoughts that are not beneficial, then that's inside of me. If I look for thoughts that are beneficial, then that's inside of me. And hey, that's a much more productive way of looking at life, to look at thoughts that are beneficial for me, to look at thoughts that are achieving what I want to achieve. No matter what test I go through, I always say, I am a success. I am the ideal student. I am the ideal person. I am ideal. And as I am ideal, I see ideal people all around me. I see the test that I'm taking as an ideal test, and I am totally capable of doing it in excellence, in exquisite excellence, because I am the ideal. I don't look at it as a challenge. I don't look at it as something that's going to be difficult to do. I look at it as something that's the most natural thing in the world. So when my child comes to me and confronts me with some problems, I don't say, ugh, ugh, ugh. I say, hey, that's wonderful. Now, rather than taking all the responsibility on myself for the problem, I turn to my child and I say, okay, how would you answer this? How would you take care of this problem? But I came to you for help. That's right. Well, now, I'd like to know your thinking about that. I'd like to know your thinking of what sort of solutions come up in your mind, of what sort of ideas come up in your mind that could make this problem no longer a problem, but just a wonderful series of solutions for you. Well, and you see, when you don't fight it, they don't fight it either. And you say, I wonder, you're a very brilliant person. You're a very brilliant child. You come up with all sorts of great ideas. And so then their mind begins to flash forward into all the beautiful ideas, the solutions that make life's problems go away. And solutions come home to stay. And as they do this, these solutions that come home to stay, what do? They claim them. They see themselves using those solutions. They see themselves fulfilling those dreams. They see themselves in their master consciousness doing everything in perfect divine right order, and they feel glorious and good about it. Yes, glorious and good about it, just like you feel glorious and good about it. Are you ready to feel glorious and good about everything in your life, everything in your world, everything that you do? Are you ready to be the supermaster of your life? You can, you know. And it's all a simple matter of you determining that you have the master consciousness, that you have the illumination of the master consciousness in you right now. And everywhere you look, you see that master consciousness reflected back gloriously, wonderfully, beautifully, totally right now. You are the illumination you are. You are the illumination the world is. You are the illumination life is. You are illumination under all circumstances, and life reflects back to you that glorious, wonderful, fabulous illumination that you are. And it is a glorious, fabulous experience. Are you ready for that illumination to be in your mind? Are you ready for that illumination to be helpful in your world? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to know that illumination and experience that illumination and delight in that illumination? You can have it. You can have it by claiming it, by knowing that that is your reality, knowing that that is all that matters in your world, knowing that there is nothing else in the universe that makes any difference to you. This is what life is all about. This is what you and I are all about. This is our master consciousness at work through our illumination. Whatever problems, whatever circumstances, whatever delights come up in our life, it is for our master consciousness to say, my inner illumination reveals to me exactly what to do right now, and I do it now. Enjoy yourself, because that's what we're here for. That's what life is all about.